Players ready? Play. Well, it's the middle of August. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, USA, for a Masters 1000 event. So, serious event with a lot of the best players around. So, very much looking forward to it. Must start with acknowledging that Alexei Poprin of Australia went on to win in Montreal. That's a fantastic achievement for him. I don't think he would have been in people's contemplation before. Not that he's not a good player. I think he's a very good player. I think he's got a game to be a really fine, outstanding player on the hard courts. And he works so hard and has a really good attitude to the game. Pretty popular, quiet sort of a fellow. But popular amongst his peers, and just want to acknowledge that that was a wonderful win for him. But here we are in Cincinnati, a city which is sports fanatics. They love their Cincinnati Reds in the Major League Baseball, and Cincinnati Bengals in the NFL, and the Cincinnati Reds have just come off a series loss to the Brewers, but then turned it around with a whitewash over the Cardinals, 3-3. So seems to affect the whole psyche and mood of the place as to whether they win or lose. But it's hard to get used to these sports where they basically play every day, 10 days, 10 matches. Unbelievable now. I know they have big rosters and you don't play each day necessarily, particularly obviously pitchers can't. But it, we think it's tough in Grand Slams, and it is, but it's also pretty difficult for these baseballers as well. So 3-0, the Cincinnati Reds over the Cardinals, and when we come back, we'll look at our first match, which is against Italian Matteo Berrettini. 15th seed here in the Masters 1000 event at Cincinnati. It's on the hard courts in USA, and playing Matteo Berrettini, a big, tall guy, thick set, and really good players, been ranked, sort of about 5, 6, 7 in the world. That's sort of ranking, and held that for quite some time. So I've come in, I've got my new game plan, I've done quite well at Montreal, I'm determined that I'm going to implement it. And what happens? I make this new traditional poor start yet again, thoroughly outplayed in the first set. And Berrettini's on a roll, and I mean he's got a big game. It's his forehand, he swats it. He's got this really quick racket action, and with a short backswing, and you're not quite sure where he's aiming, and it's very hard to predict whether he's going down the line or cross court. He can hit both with looking very similar, and he has this ability to move into the court. He's almost standing on the baseline, controlling the rallies, side to side, and you're chasing your tail half the time. So he made it very difficult. And he's got a big first serve, and when he's on a roll, very, very hard to stop. And my poor start, his good start, coincided. And basically, he won the first set 6-2, broke me a couple of times, and I was really thoroughly outplayed. One thing, however, that I have noticed with Matteo is that he can go off the boil just as quickly as he can, get onto a hot patch. I've seen players turn matches around, so I thought I've just got to focus, dig in, reset, do the things that I promised that I was going to do in the second set, and just have a bit of confidence that I'd be able to, hang into the match. Well, it changed more than that. It went from losing serves to just holding serves easily, to putting pressure on him, breaking serves on a few occasions. And basically from 2-6 down in the first where, you know, I was a spectator, I'm now winning the second set 6-1 where, you know, tennis just felt easy. But the thing I knew was just as I'd reset in the second set, Matteo was likely to do the same thing at the end of the second set. So we'll come back after this break and see how the third set panned out. Fifteenth seed here, first round of the Cincinnati Open on hard court, and I'm a set all with Matteo Berrettini, and it all came down to the last set. And what I was determined to do here was, even if I lost it, if I want to match myself against good players, and Matteo is a very good player, I've got to have a game plan that is going to stand up and succeed against these people. And that means I'm going to go for that second serve. When I say go for it, I'm trying to put more pace in it, more spin on it, throw the ball out the front of me, front and right, get some more work into it. I still don't want it to be reckless. I want it to be a reliable shot, but go for it and force him back. I want to, when I'm in a rally with him, hit my backhand flatter and harder and try and force him behind the baseline. And I'm happy to report that that basically was a good game plan that worked well for me. And I can report that I was able to break his serve, hold on to my serves, and win. But not only win, but win with the game plan that I went in to try and execute. So I'm particularly happy with the outcome of that match. Again, I consider that to be quite a quality win, and very, very pleased. Defeating Matteo Berrettini, came up against Nuno Borges from Portugal. Again, he's late 20s, he's been around for quite some time. And even though clay will be his best surface, he actually played college tennis in USA with the Mississippi State. So he's very familiar with the hard courts of America and plays pretty well on them. And he's one of those blokes that gets in, he grinds, you know, he'll make it tough for you. This time, my focus was I need to start well. Should also say that Nuno had actually come through qualifiers, so he's actually won two qualifiers. He's won a first round, and he's feeling pretty familiar with the court, the surface, and the place. And so he's going to be a tough opponent. But I actually did knuckle down from the start, and you know, we were basically holding serves, and midway through the set was able to get the break that I needed and serve out the set, I should say, 6-3. So that was good, and I thought, well, more of the same. You know, Nuno refocused for the next set, we basically were holding serves most of the time throughout that set, and it was one of those matches where it was almost inevitable you're going to finish up with a tiebreaker, and we did. And to find out the result of that tiebreaker, we'll come back after this break. 3-7-6 against Nuno Borges in the second round of the Cincinnati ATP 1000 event. And I pride myself on my tie breaks. Now, I've lost a few in recent times, but my record overall has been very good. I don't want to take silly risks. I don't want to give points away. Likewise, you've still got to control the points. So I take a little bit off my serves. I don't hit for lines and just within them. But I'm still trying to take control of the points. And we had this fabulous second set tiebreaker where each of us were serving well and holding our serves, get a mini break, lose a mini break, you know, he gets mini break, get it back, basically trading points. And you know, most, I have to say, most of the points were won by, you know, good winning shots rather than unforced errors. So it was quite a high quality tiebreak, and we basically got, you know, the old 5-all, 6-all, 7-all, and get to basically 7-all, 8-all, and so, you know, because we're alternating serves, we're both having to win and save set points. And anyway, 7-8 up, was able to you know, win the point and basically win a very hard fought second set tiebreak. So 6-3, 7-6 against Nuno Borges. Very pleased again because I stuck pretty well to the game plan. And so 2 matches into a significant tournament, I'm still in the event and coming up against Gael Monfils, who today beat Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 7-6, 6-4. So that was a bit of a surprise and a shock, but just shows that Gael Monfils is still playing wonderful tennis, and I'll look forward to playing him in the third round at Cincinnati. Until then, I have to say thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.